News for Moraville, December 26, 2007. On microphone, Marlenka. The weather today is sunny with scattered clouds. The wind is out of the northeast at 14 kilometers per hour, and the temperature ranges between 23 and 26 degrees. There will be a two-day workshop based on nonviolent communication developed by Marshall Rosenberg, Ph.D., on Saturday, January 5th, and Sunday, January 6th, 9:30 to 5, both days, in Verite. NVC, Nonviolent Communication, offers a way to cultivate a quality of connection whereby solutions can arise to meet everyone's needs. In the workshop, learn and practice to express oneself clearly and powerfully without using blame or judgment. Understand feelings and why they arise. Listen to oneself and others empathetically. Learn how to not take things personally. Create connection and cultivate compassion with yourself and others. Gain more freedom by becoming aware of judgments and what lies beneath. Be more empowered by being aware of and taking responsibility for feelings, longings, and finding ways to meet them. Through a combination of didactic teaching segments, interactive exercises, group sharing, harvesting, and other activities, one will learn to distinguish between assumptions, evaluations, observations, thoughts and feelings, strategies, needs, values, demands, and requests. Gain awareness of the ways people sometimes speak that stimulates pain and disconnection. Learn to ask for what you want in ways the other person can more easily hear. Learn ways to choose your responses versus reacting habitually. One can work with and bring clarity to real-life situations that have not been easy or enjoyable. To register, email mandalaluna@yahoo.com or call 262-2872. During this Christmas season in Oroville, a beautiful event took place. Russian inventor and musician Alexander Zhigarev worked nonstop for 2 weeks, making a unique bell instrument, offering it to the Russian Pavilion. For three consecutive days, Oroville admired his invention and appreciated the deep, mystic sounds flowing from it. The bells will be kept in the Unity Pavilion until the Russian Pavilion is completed. Residing and working in Oroville was a fulfilling experience for Alexander. He found its atmosphere unique. He said, "There is this special flame in the hearts of all people here. It's as if one invisible hand guides their actions." Alexander leaves Oroville on Friday 28th. CDs with the enchanting bell music are available with Shivaya at Unity Pavilion or from Vera at New Creation. For Orovillians and newcomers, the CD is 250 rupees and for guests, 450. Several people have already contributed towards the realization of this project, but more support to cover expenses of materials is needed. Donations, large or small, are most welcome. Account number 3975. The second album of children's songs, written, composed, sung, and played by Orovillians in English, French, Tamil, and Sanskrit, is ready. It is entitled My Friend, the Earth. Children between the ages of 2 and 10 are welcome to pick up a free copy at the reception in Pitanga between Wednesday, January 2nd, and Saturday, the 19th. This album is a gift for the children of Orovillians and newcomers. Each family with children in this age group can have one copy. The CDs are also available at the Oroville Boutique and Wild Seagull Bookshop at the Visitor Center. And there's a copy to borrow at the Music Library as well. The news is an echo of activities in the lives of Orovillians. Marlenka on microphone. For further information, please check the website oroville.org. Thanks for listening.